This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lunch?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes bake off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom, flames.
Bam, that's a little bit like that.
Pie.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. Debatable, though, because it's also the most stressful, with presents to buy for friends, family, coworkers. Fear not, though. Evan Kleiman is here with some local suggestions to help you complete your holiday shopping list. Evan, of course, hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Is this the most wonderful time of year for you? Okay, moving on. Let's... Yeah, you and I are on the same page. Okay, let's go. Let's move on and talk about, we have three categories today to talk about. First, let's begin with farmers markets. There are some non-perishable gift ideas we could find at farmers markets, such as?
Well, first of all, I just want to pitch how great food presents are for gifts, because you're not burdening people with more stuff. So yeah. It's briefly stuff, but then it gets turned into oneself. So so it's such a great gift. And I think sometimes people don't, you know, give themselves little treats. So yeah, farmers markets are just fantastic. They have great fodder. I mean, there's all different kinds of nuts, either in the shell or shelled. This time of year, you're usually seeing walnuts, almonds, and pistachios of all kinds. Then there's all the dried fruits. Mm-hmm. I really love dates. And the big, beautiful, huge, colorful raisins that are available. Yeah. And of course, jams are just insane this time of year, because it's such a great value-added product that farmers can make and sell. So you have like the freshest fruits imaginable being turned into jams. And then there's honeys of all kinds from all different places, made, you know, with the bees feeding all different kinds of flora. Mm. So I love going to farmers markets for gifts.
Yeah, and you can make up a little gift box with a variety of those things, an assortment of things. Okay, so that's a great idea. What about shops, local shops that we can support? What are some of your faves?
Well, shops, I think, are really good when you're not really sure what you want. You have a list of people you would like to gift, but you're not sure what to get. So you need to browse. And I think good browsing can be had at Cookbook in both Echo Park and Highland Park. They have a great selection of curated tabletop items, as well as beautifully made food products. Then there's Epicurus Gourmet in North Hollywood, which is a major wholesaler to gourmet markets in LA, but regular folks can go too. I head straight for the Bordier Butter Library.
What is that? Can you check one out? Bordier, check out a piece of butter?
Bordier Butter is this really marvelous French artisanal butter, and they make many, many different kinds of butter incorporated with flavors, and Epicurus has the biggest selection in town of those. They tend to be seasonal, but I just checked this morning what they had in stock, and they have 14 different butters in stock.
Oh, wow.
My faves are seaweed, which is just so delicious. I love the yuzu and the vanilla bean. But they have espalette, they have many different kinds of salts, they have smoked salt, they have demi-sel, and their salted butter is great because you can taste the crunch of the salt in their salted butter. So I just think buying a friend who really loves food, two or three of these butters, along with a fantastic loaf of bread from your favorite bakery, is just such a great gift.
That is a fantastic gift. And how long can the butter keep, do you think?
Well, it'll keep for a while. I mean, it's come over from France. It's, you know, it's going to be fine. I mean, it's definitely going to last through the holidays, through gifting season. And then the person that you're gifting it to should just scarf it up.
Can I just backtrack and ask you about the seaweed butter?
knew you would.
Is it actually made from seaweed?
Well, it's butter.
Right. That has, but is there seaweed in the
finely,
butter?
Finely chopped seaweed mixed into it. So just think of seaweed as a salt that has a ton more additional flavor in terms of minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, we use this word umami a lot, but it's a super hit of umami mixed with the fat of that beautiful French butter.
Mm. Okay, so finally, you also have a list of local products that you love and that you could buy, I guess, from the purveyors' websites. What are they?
So I have a pretty extensive list, and I'm just going to highlight a few.
Okay.
I love Omiso's instant soup miso balls. They're incredibly beautiful to look at, and they're packaged in a really pretty package, but they're delicious. And you just take one of the balls and put it in a bowl and pour hot water over it, and boom, you have this really fantastic miso soup. But it's the kind of thing that is a little niche. And maybe people who love miso soup wouldn't buy it for themselves because they're a little special. So that's really nice. In the OG LA tradition, I'm recommending the Monastery of the Angels pumpkin bread.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really great one. One of our local makers goes under the name Chinese Laundry. They make the most incredible dandan sauce. I'm a good cook. I could never make sauce this good. It is so delicious. And the packaging is just gorgeous and thoughtful. Now, this next one, anybody wants to get me this gift, I'm there. A box of frozen burritos from Burritos La Palma.
I've had those. They are delicious.
It's the most LA of gifts, and they ship. So if you have a friend living somewhere where there isn't great Mexican food, you know, send them a box.
Or even if there is, like both of you and I are takers, and we live, you know, obviously in the heartland of it all, the heart of it all.
I mean, they're just wonderful. They're small. They're fantastic to have in the freezer. It's just the greatest gift.
Okay, so that's Burritos La Palma, and they'll ship anywhere in the United States. So that's good for people who are out of town. Speaking of out of town, you have a non-local shop to recommend.
Yeah, this is my only non-local recommendation. I recently interviewed two of the gentlemen from a Bronx-based culinary collaborative called Ghetto Gastro, and they have these syrups that they sell on their website that are so interesting, and the packaging is so great. I really love what they're doing. I've never seen syrups like this. They're syrups with a story. They're made from a blend of maple, sorghum, and apple cider syrups. And then you can get just that mixture, but then they also have different infusions, like, you know, blackberries, or they've done a collaboration with Flyby Jing, so it's like spicy and syrupy. They're just so great. I just really would love to support them.
And what do you do with these unusual syrups? What do you put them on?
Well, the obvious things are things like, you know, biscuits, pancakes, waffles, but I love syrups with cocktails too. They're just such a great little thing to fling into a cocktail.
Oh, what a great idea.
Instead of just using a sugar syrup.
Okay, so that's Ghetto Gastro Syrups, and a list of all of your recommendations will be at our website, kcrw.com, of course.
And I just want to give a shout out to all my Instagram followers for sharing some of their favorites with me. That really helped me put together this list.
Ah, okay. Shout out to you, Instagram followers.
Madeline, what's a local product you love to give for the holidays?
I love something that you actually recommended last year, I believe, Valerie Confections. So I give chocolates from them, a local chocolatier.
Oh,
whom
so
I love.
Good.
Yeah, they're really great. So, and of course, wine from Silver Lake Wines, or any other kind of liquor from Silver Lake Wines. Always great.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the last 2.5 years have been beyond rough for people in the food business and farmers. So, you know, we're going to spend our money this time of year. We might as well put it where it will make a difference.
Yes. Local, not Amazon.
Yep.
Okay, well, Amazon sometimes, but for the good stuff, local. Yeah. Evan Kleinman, follow her on Instagram at KCRW Evan. Check out her holiday gift guide at KCRW.com. She is the host of KCRW's Good Food, which you can hear Saturday mornings at 10 on KCRW or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, happy holidays.
Same to you. Happy holidays. Don't let all the shopping get you down.
Here is a way to shop without getting down, getting yourself down, or you can get down to any music while you're doing that. Go to kcrw.com/give. Lots and lots of gifts there that you could re-gift if you want when you become a member. Cute little socks. We have a t-shirt with these two, I don't know, plump bears. Are they bears or dogs? I don't know. A dog and a bear? Maybe they're dogs. Whatever. They're cute anyway. And or a mug or any of that. If you don't want to do that, you can give to the LA Regional Food Bank. And you will have give twice as many meals as regularly scheduled during a fundraiser. We will donate to the LA Regional Food Bank in your name. KCRW.com/give. Our producers on Press Play are Brian Hardzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, and Marcel Hutchins. Michelle Aloy is our line editor. Amy Ta is our digital editor. Sarah Sweeney is our managing producer. And our technical director is the ever super Mario Saavedra. Again, kcrw.com/give to become a member or renew your membership. Do it now before you forget and close out the year with a bang or a big kiss for us. I'm Madeline Brand. See you next week.